One of the shows I like to watch on TV is America's Got Talent. Probably some of you do too. And apparently I am not alone as you, I can smile your faces on your, the smile on your faces. Since its first episode aired in 2006, the program has attracted more, probably more than 10 million viewers per season on average, and it has now spread to 183 countries around the globe. For the last 13 years, America's Got Talent has produced a number of new celebrities as a variety of talented people from across the United States and abroad have competed on the national stage, singing, dancing, and performing magic, comedy, stunts, and all other special acts. Here are some of the names of those who have become very much super successful and famous through this popular show. Terry Factor, the singer, comedian, and impressionist who now has his own show in Las Vegas. The Texas Tenors, the classical vocal group that has performed in over 1,500 concerts worldwide since 2009. Lindsey Stirling, the violinist and dancer who has recorded 3 studio albums and toured the world. Jackie Evans Choate, who became the youngest solo platinum artist of all time at age 10. Matt Franco, the magician who has performed magic shows in Las Vegas on national TV. Michael Grimm, the singer who released many albums and now performs in Las Vegas. Darcy Lynn Farmer, the singer and ventriloquist who won the competition at age 11. And has performed across the nation for sold-out audiences. Another person, Bianca Ryan, the show's first winner, who was also only 11 years old at the time. She has released many music videos and singles in her teen years. Just amazing, amazing people. Perhaps you have recognized some of those names, if not all. The participants of America's Got Talent not only have great talent, but also have great stories. And what their stories have in common is their dedication to their talent, often in the face of unfortunate circumstances, and their determination to overcome the difficulties they encounter along the way. Cody Lee, if you have watched the show lately, probably you recognize this name. Cody Lee, a 22-year-old Southern California native, won the 14th competition this past September. When he was only 3 months old, Cody was diagnosed with a visual disorder that caused him to be categorized as legally blind. At age 4, he was diagnosed with autism. The conditions have affected his hormones, and now he processes his hormones and how he processes his emotions. He cannot tell people when he was hurting or when he is in danger. He cannot make a difference. Early on, his parents discovered he was pretty gifted in music and had him take music lessons. So guess what? Now he can play more than 6 musical instruments and sing beautifully. And on top of that, he is a gifted tap dancer. Like Cody's story, many stories of the participants of America's Got Talent are quite inspiring. And they are revealed to the world beyond the circle of their family and friends when the talented individuals take the stage and share their talent with other people. But there are many other great stories that are not told on the stage, that are not played out in front of a big cheering crowd. There are stories of unsung heroes, people who do great deeds but receive little or even no recognition for their actions. Acts of unsung heroes often go unnoticed because they serve and help other people quietly. They give more than they take. These anonymous men and women willingly sacrifice themselves for the good of others. In the Bible, there are many stories of such unsung heroes, men and women, who we seldom hear about, despite the crucial roles they played for God's saving work. And we will learn about some of those unsung heroes in the Bible this month, this Sunday, and next 2 Sundays. Today we turn to the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16, that Garrison beautifully read for us earlier. Elijah was a prophet during the reign of King Ahab. Ahab was not a good king. There are, as you look at the history of Israel, there is a list of good kings and there's a list of bad kings. Guess which list is longer? Yes, so unfortunately, Ahab was on this list, long list of bad kings. He had a foreign wife, Jezebel, probably you heard the name, who brought with her pagan practices because she was not among the Israelites. She came from other countries. In the first part of chapter 17, we find Elijah hiding from the wrath of the king and the queen after he boldly criticized them and predicted a prolonged drought. The next chapter indicates that the drought lasted for over 3 years, actually 3.5 years. During the exile, God provided for Elijah in very unusual ways. Probably some of us will remember from the Sunday school class how he was provided during those times. For a while, who brought food to him? Ravens, the blackbirds, they brought him food. The scripture says bread and meat twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, and he was able to drink from a nearby brook. When the brook dried up, God sent the prophet to a widow in Zarephath. In the Old Testament world, widows were very poor and marginalized people. Without men, these widows, the
The men in that time would usually provide financial and social protection for women. So without men, they were powerless and vulnerable to abuse by powerful men. Yet God's provision came to Elijah through this a very unlikely person. She was not just a widow, but also a foreign widow. When Elijah saw the woman at the gate and approached her, she was picking up some few sticks to make a small fire, she said. Elijah asked her to give him water and food, and her response was heartbreaking. She was going to make a fire to cook food with only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug that she had. And it would be their last meal. It will be the last meal for her and her son. What a heartbreaking, sad, desperate situation. Yet, it is so strange that Elijah pushed her further then and asked her to still give him food first. Imagine, would you do that? But that was what Elijah, the prophet, demanded her to do. Very unusual situation and just almost like a crazy response that he made. And he told her that if she did so, if she trusted him, God would keep filling her empty flour jar and oil jug until the drought was over. So what did she do? According to the NIV, New International Version, she went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the women in her family. Incredibly, she did what Elijah asked her to do, and she chose to trust the stranger. She chose to believe God's promise. It is important to note that here, that God did not give her food for a week. God did not give her food for a month or a year at once. But it was food for a day, just enough for her and her household. Similar to how the Israelites during their time in the wilderness had to trust God and gather up only their daily portion of manna. There were plenty of manna available, yet they were required to gather up only enough for their households just for a day. If anyone had gathered up more than enough for daily food, the rest left over will be just spoiled. So like her ancestors did so in the past, she had to trust God for her daily bread. Even in the impossible situation she was in, this Gentile, a foreigner, took a leap of faith and practiced generosity. And it was her trust in God's promise that made God's miracle possible. It was not Elijah who just somehow created a miracle. No, God needed this foreign woman, desperate woman there was no other hope in any other option to survive. Through her trust, God's miracle was possible. And it was her generosity extended to Elijah, a stranger, that saved and sustained her and her family as well. This nameless foreigner was a true hero who saved and preserved the prophet Elijah during the prolonged drought. In his first sermon that is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says a story. Jesus tells a story. Guess what story that was? He used the story of this widow of Zarephath as an illustration of true hospitality and generosity. And later in the same gospel, Jesus points out the faith and generosity of a widow, another widow. And that story is recorded not only in Luke, but also in the Gospel of Mark too. The two copper coins this widow gave were very small, amongst nothing in comparison to what the rich people were giving or have already given. But Jesus said these words to people who were gathered at the temple. He said, "This poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people have given their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Both the widow of Zarephath and the widow in Jerusalem, these two poor women, whose names we do not even know, model for us a life of faith and true generosity. As I was reflecting on the story of this widow, nameless widow in Zarephath, I thought about, and as I was preparing for this worship service this morning, I thought of so many saints whose names we know and whose names we do not know in the life of our church and in the world. Especially in our church, there are so many unsung heroes who would give quietly their money and their time, their hearts, and who would serve without telling anyone about what he does, what she does. Those unsung heroes I encounter almost every day in around our church campus. Some are teaching in the Sunday school this morning. Some are up here singing for the worship service. Some were here during the week cleaning up in the pew pockets everywhere. Some were here filling up these candles. These are oil candles, so that it needs to be filled every week. And some were here folding, making copies of the bulletin and folding them. There are so many ways these unsung heroes give and serve. And some were here last week as part of the United Methodist Women making food for their fundraising event and serving. And some were here coming out to buy those food so that they can support the ministries of our Methodist women. In the list of these names of saints we lifted up in our midst and then lighted candles and rang bells for them are those unsung heroes. Whenever someone dies in our church, and I try to learn more about what she did, what he did, there are always some wonderful stories that I never knew. People who served as usher for many years, people who taught Sunday school for 20 years or 30 years, even some 40 years. All these unsung heroes as they give out of their grateful hearts for the ministries of the church and to help people in the world. God is glorified and people are helped and preserved and saved. The world still may not notice notice these unsung heroes. But who does? God does. Through the nameless widow of Zarephath, God brings about deliverance for the prophet Elijah, who then God uses to save Israel from pagan worship. And through the nameless widow at the temple, Jesus tells his followers about true faith, how we must place our full trust in God. So now let us sing together for these unsung heroes. Let us give thanks to God for the examples of the saints who go before us, who show us what it means to live by faith.